are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What up and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Thursday, July the 2nd, and talking Justin Patton today with my good friend Michael Stacey. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, Pistons fan follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Great customer service. They're sold out of their inventory right now, but I'm going to have some information for you down the road about what's next for BuiltBar.com. But go ahead and check out their website and check out the offerings that they will have coming down the pike soon as well. But thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast and staying with us during the pandemic as well. Today I'm going to pass along the information about an important move that the Pistons made as citizens of the city of Detroit, citizens of the state of Michigan on Wednesday. Really nice to hear about. And also, we're going to talk to my buddy Michael Stacey, a Creighton alum, a super fan from Creighton University, who's going to tell us about the newest Blue Jay joining the Detroit Pistons organization. Of course, that is Justin Patton, who we talked about on Monday, and we talk extensively about today, joining Khyri Thomas as former Greg McDermott understudies joining your Detroit Pistons. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore for that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-MattShook. And do us a solid and give us a follow on the new Twitter account of my full-time gig. That is at PlayMichigan.com. The Twitter handle there, Play_Michigan. But yeah, that's the Pistons. This is a good day to talk about the Detroit Pistons because we're talking about a semi-exciting prospect in Justin Patton, but we're also talking about a cool, nice, fun, good initiative that the Detroit Pistons are undergoing with Michigan's Secretary of State, a series of initiatives to drive voter awareness and participation in the upcoming August primary election and, of course, the November election coming up in 2020. You've probably heard a little bit about the elections. August 4th and November 3rd are the days to know about. And just, yeah, good stuff. The organization is giving all their employees a paid day off on those 2 days so they can not only go vote, but also volunteer as election workers and rally others to do the same. They have partnered with the Detroit City Clerk's Office to designate the Performance Center, the new practice facility in the News Center area, as a voting satellite center where people can register and vote on site. They are setting up employee volunteer programs, PSAs, voter registration page on Pistons.com, and also hosting live voter registration and education events with nonpartisan community organizations featuring information on how to register, vote, complete, and return voting ballots. They have to stay a little nonpartisan, a little PR spin, but don't vote for Donald Trump. That's your message from the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, you know, maybe we'll have some complaints about that kind of stance, but I don't really care at this point. But we're going to get right into our interview, our chat. We went one-on-one long with Michael Stacey. When I have one of my buddies on and we get the bourbon flowing a little bit, sometimes we go a little bit long. That's just what happens. I'm sure you're used to it. So we'll get right into it here. Here's me and Michael Stacey talking Creighton basketball, Justin Patton, LaMelo Ball, and the Detroit Pistons. Thanks for joining us today, and enjoy me and Michael. All right, we've got one rule here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, and that's whenever a Creighton player joins the Detroit Pistons, I think I used the same joke a couple of years ago, and we had the same, relatively same conversation, Justin Patton joining the Pistons, and so whenever Creighton basketball comes up, I think of my buddy Michael Stacey, who's joining us to give the lowdown on one Justin Patton. Michael, thanks for joining the Locked On Pistons podcast.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been a couple of years, but I think Pistons Nation has spoken.
When you were on last time, that was the highest rated episode in Locked On Pistons history. Do you know that?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume so. I mean, that was easily, easily over, you know, every Pistons Hall of Famer we've ever had.
Of course. So, Michael Stacey joining us, an alum of Creighton U, and not just that, but a big-time fan, follows the team really closely. It's obviously a school without football. It's it's a mid-major that's turned into a bit of a mid-major darling, kind of a mid-major school in a nice-sized town in Omaha, Nebraska. Just tell us a little bit about the Creighton basketball fandom and what it's like now that 2/13 or 2/15 of the Pistons are Blue Jays.
Sure, yeah. And I will say, to enhance my credentials a little bit, I followed the Jays as the sports editor of the Creighton newspaper, so I bring some professional experience doing this.
Wow.
Omaha is a basketball-crazy town in a state of Nebraska that doesn't have any pro teams. So the Nebraska Cornhuskers are the pro team for football, and the Creighton Blue Jays are, at least in Omaha, the equivalent of a pro team in basketball. They draw 18,000 people a night to a downtown arena that could compete against any NBA venue. And it really, you mentioned like the mid-major roots, but with the move to the Big East, Creighton's got the budget and the recruits and the facilities to compete with, you know, most programs out there. And it's a rabid fan base supporting that program.
Yeah, and Dana Altman grew it big time before you went to school there and into the time that you were in school. Kyle Korver was one of the big names there. And then he moves on to greener pastures, and Greg McDermott comes in and makes them, like I said, a mid-major powerhouse for many years until moving up to the Big East and sending Anthony Tolliver to the Detroit Pistons a couple of times. Like I said, Kyle Korver. We've got Doug McDermott from Creighton as well. Kyrie Thomas, we've danced around a little bit here. Justin Patton. Am I forgetting any names?
Those would be the five in the league currently. And potentially one more who declared, Tyshawn Alexander. We'll see what becomes of this year's draft. But yeah, those are the five Creighton guys in the league currently. So I would say Creighton is punching above its weight in terms of NBA representation for a program of its size.
Sure, sure. And so you mentioned Omaha. Now, not only is Justin Patton and Kyrie Thomas former teammates at Creighton, but they're both from Omaha. Public school guys before Kyrie went and played, I believe, a little bit of prep school before he went to Creighton. But these guys are public school guys from Omaha, as far as I know. And North Omaha as well. Kind of, what's the scene like in North Omaha as far as the high school basketball and the AAU scene and all that kind of stuff?
Sure, yeah. It's important you mentioned North O, because I know there's a lot of pride around them being from the same part of the city. And they actually played for the same AAU program, although for different age groups, because Kyrie was a little bit older. But they, you know, from the same part of town. Grew up, you know, knowing of Creighton, and because of the rabid fan base there, you know, aware of the program and kind of thinking, hey, maybe one day this could be me. And then they, you know, both came to Creighton and were part of what became one of the best teams in program history for the 1 year that they were there together. So it was a fun story to see these two local kids part of one of the great teams in Creighton history.
Yeah, and you and I met each other in Springfield, Missouri, and stayed friends to this day. Probably not tomorrow. This might be our last day of friendship, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think see things going south from here.
Yeah,
probably.
For sure. The Locked On Pistons podcast tends to do that to many a friendship. But so you came up and saw some friends in Chicago, including myself, and we saw both of these guys, Patton and Kyrie Thomas, play for the Blue Jays against DePaul in Rosemont, Illinois, the last season that DePaul played before the open up their new arena. And little did I know that I was watching two future Pistons get it on there for Doug McDermott, or for Greg. I get Doug and Greg mixed up. Sorry,
yeah.
But for Coach Greg McDermott. Yeah, sure. So, and I remember seeing Justin Patton, and you were telling me about him, saying, hey, this guy might be a first-round pick. And he 6'11", I think a 7'3 wingspan, obviously looked the part of an NBA player. And was the Big East college sports, you know, Big East freshman of the year that year as well. Kind of take us through his one season in Creighton and how it kind of went down.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because he was a redshirt who had been a, you know, five-star highly touted recruit out of high school, but had been a late bloomer in high school. So to take even a step back, he, as a high school junior, was not on any radars, had zero stars attached to his name. And didn't have any scholarship offers. Creighton offered him And then he just blossomed between junior and senior year, finished his senior year, the 24th ranked recruit by scout. And, you know, obviously was on everyone's radar, but by that time, Creighton fortunately had signed him. But still he had some development to do because he was a case of, you know, he was, I think 6 foot as a freshman or sophomore. Wow. Had a 7-inch growth spurt. So, you know, a guard type player who grew into a big's body.
Little Anthony Davis storyline.
Yeah, exactly. That's immediately the person who jumped to mind. But so he had a little bit of that guard or wing skill set, and then grew in the coordination, you know, had to catch up. So I think the redshirt year was probably very necessary, but it's not often that you see a redshirt guy then come in and make the waves that he did very early in his career. I'd have to double check the stats, but I think he scored double figures like the first 8 or 10 games of his freshman year at Creighton. And it was kind of, you know, you knew you had this highly touted recruit, but he had sat on the bench for a year, so you never quite know what he's going to do when he gets into game action. And right out of the gates, he was just fantastic. And I think it was maybe the end of November, there was already talk on Creighton Twitter that, like, hey, this guy's probably not here beyond this year. So first month of his freshman year, we already knew that he was likely headed for the NBA.
Hey, great talk, guys. But let me interrupt real quick and tell you about our new advertiser, and that is Magic Spoon. If you're like me, you grew up every day as a child and into your teenage years eating cereal, but then you realize that at 25 you drank yourself fat and then you couldn't eat cereal anymore because it's just one of those things that you loved that you can't have anymore. But guess what? Magic Spoon is taking care of that problem. I've been trying to cut down on the carbs, the sugar, the unhealthy food, and realize that I basically can't eat anything anymore. And guess what? Magic Spoon is coming to help that. They've got zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. 4 delicious flavors I'm excited to try them. I haven't done it quite yet, but they've got cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry, just like the cereals we used to enjoy when we were little ones. I'm hearing great things. I'm hearing that it tastes amazing. And if that's the case, then this is honestly too good to be true. It's keto friendly. I dabble in the keto. You should too. It's the one thing that took down a couple inches on the gut if you've been trying for all these years. Gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free as well. I'm excited mostly to try the frosted. I love the frosted flakes. So if I can get a nice little substitute of that, if it can taste 75% of that kind of thing, get that milk, get that extra little taste afterwards, that would be all I want. And I'm pretty sure from all I've heard about people I trust and people that aren't just giving me lip service, Magic Spoon is that product. Go to magicspoon.com/NBA to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code NBA at checkout to get free shipping. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/NBA and use the code NBA for free shipping. We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast. Also got to tell you guys about the most useful app on my phone during the pandemic, and that is Blinkist. Blinkist is really unique. It works on your phone, your tablet, or your web browser. Blinkist takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to. They turn them into little blinks is what they're called, the popular books, the ones that'll get you all the information you need to know. The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, one of the most popular podcasters out there, all about efficiency, all about ways to improve your life on a daily basis. And The Virgin Way, Everything I Know About Leadership by one Sir Richard Branson. If you can't learn anything from him, then I don't know what to tell you. With Blinkist, you get unlimited access to read or listen to a massive library of condensed nonfiction books, all the books you want, and all for one low price. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/NBA. Try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/NBA to start your free 7-day trial. And you'll also save 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA.
Yes, sir!
Now, when he gets drafted 16 by Chicago, technically, but they're picking for Minnesota, part of the Jimmy Butler trade. Patton actually part of 2 Jimmy Butler trades throughout his career, which is pretty, I guess, a claim to fame. But, I mean, was it a shock that he goes 16? Did you expect right about that? I think I remember that going into draft night with the Pistons sitting at 12 seemed like a bit of a long shot that they would go with him there, and 16 seemed about right. Is that accurate on your assessment too?
I remember the talk being anywhere from like 10 to 20. And I can't remember specifically what the last projections were of the various mock drafts, but I think, you know, there's the allure of the lottery, and he just missed the lottery, but you know, at 16, that's an impressive position. I think it was about where, you know, Creighton fans, as you know, biased as we may be, probably expected him to go.
Now, what about, you know, the Pistons had Andre Drummond before they traded him this past year, and he was obviously the center. I mean, he was the rebounder on the team, and now they don't really have a five at this point before picking up Patton, and he's considered a center. You got Blake Griffin, who's not a rim protector in any stretch of the imagination. Christian Wood, if he comes back, he's an unrestricted free agent, kind of fulfills that offensive four type of player, and maybe you can put him at five along Blake Griffin, but now you're not going to have much defense there. Sekou Doumbouya is a project in any sense of the word, and probably is a 4-2. Is Patton going to be able to protect the rim? I mean, is he a guy who can sit and kind of frame the defense around him, or is he more of what are we talking defensively for him?
I mean, this is you know, the closest that I've watched him was as a college freshman against college competition, so right. Take that with a grain of salt. Sure. But he was absolutely a rim protector, and at the other end of the floor, he was a guy who could go up and get a pass and, you know, finish. Mm-hmm. And you know, he was the guy that bad passes went to become beautiful alley-oops. But he was absolutely a rim protector in college, and I think some of his G League statistics would point to that same thing. I've heard maybe a knock that he like overcommits and then leaves vulnerabilities on the weak side, but I think he's absolutely got that potential, and he in college showed it night in and night out, and I think in the G League has shown it in flashes.
Now, obviously, the broken feet is the biggest problem with his NBA career so far, and unfortunate for him. And like we talked off recording here, that he's had, I think, three surgeries all told on the 2 feet, just 2 feet and three surgeries. So not great to start there. But is that just it? I mean, is there anything to even report from his first 3 years as a pro other than you just don't know what you got because you haven't been able to see him for a sustained amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the big narrative is the injuries undermining any, you know, opportunity he's had for consistency. I think there was 1 year where he got something in the neighborhood of like 38 games and averaged like 13-5. That would have been his first year with Minnesota.
The G League.
Yeah, in the G League. Sorry. So and showed a lot of potential there. The big game that got Creighton Twitter excited was January of this year when he went for like 45, 13, and like, I don't know, six assists, four blocks or something like that. And so I think that shows you, and that may have ended up being the highest single point total in the G League all year. You'd have to check me on that one. But that was like an exciting moment. It's like, hey, you know, maybe all the injuries are in the rearview mirror and he's showing realizing the potential that he has shown. And then obviously basketball ended about a month and a half later. So, I think, that's been kind of the story of his pro career thus far is injuries and then flashes of potential when he has been on the court.
Yeah. Of course that game was for Oklahoma City's G League team, and the Pistons new general manager, Troy Weaver, comes over from Oklahoma City, where he was Sam Presti's number two guy. So obviously in his time in Oklahoma City and with the Oklahoma City Blue, I believe is the name of the G League team that he was playing for, a Troy Weaver type of guy. Now you're, as we're taping this, you're wearing a Detroit Pistons hat and jersey. You've seen the Bad Boys 30 for 30. I'm sure you watched the Jordan doc too. I'm sure we talked about that, but you know what Pistons fans want. You know what Pistons culture wants. Is he Bill Laimbeer? I mean, is he going to fit in? is he going to be that guy? I mean, what would Greg McDermott or whatever his first name is tell you in a quiet moment about the type of a player that Justin Patton is?
So that's a good question. And I mean, I think always good
real,
to compliment.
Real pro. Yeah. I think, sip my bourbon in between takes.
Hey, you know, just whatever it takes.
It's been a long pandemic.
I think the North O roots, as I said, with Kyrie, like that's a, that's part of the city where, you know, you got that sort of toughness growing up in that part of Omaha that I think Pistons fans would probably gravitate toward. I was actually racking my brain because I remember when we talked about Kyrie, you asked for a comparable.
And, Joe Dumars, but better, right? I think
hand up. I think I gave you Victor Oladipo, which I'm just going to go ahead and old takes exposed myself on that one. That was maybe a little bit optimistic, but who knows? I mean, I think Kyrie's still got a lot of upside, but
sure, we'll see.
So I was like racking my brain for comparables on Justin Patton, and I was reading some stories, and I remembered like, there was a G League coach for Iowa who compared him, and I'm going to bring out the quote here because
sure.
I don't think it's a good comparable, but I think it's a hilarious comparable.
Okay.
The Scott Roth, the coach of the Iowa Wolves in the G League, said, sure. and I quote, he's made some passes that you just don't see players his size make. I've seen people throw the ball into spots and positions, both left and right-handed. Or I haven't seen people throw positions like that since guys like Vlade Divac.
Wow, I didn't see that one coming.
He's got the ability to distribute the ball like Vlade Divac, but more importantly, is he going to be smoking cigs in the locker room at halftime like
Vlade Divac? So like maybe a Kevin Durant, Vlade Divac mix at this point? Is that what we're talking
sure.
about?
Sure, yeah. I think that's the ceiling is probably.
Well, if they could trade him for the next Kobe Bryant, that would be a pretty good good move, like Vlade.
Would be a bad parlay, but yeah, you know, I think it, back to your original question, which I took things way off course from.
Sure.
I think he's got the potential to be a defensive presence and a rim protector, and you know, obviously, I am very much pro Creighton and pro Justin Patton, but the Justin Patton that I got to know in his 1 year at Creighton, if you can tap into that, he would be absolutely what the Pistons are looking for.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from my opinion, and we talked about this a little bit on Monday's show, just a slam dunk signing as far as, you know, non-guaranteed, the one-year type of deals. And Patton gets a nice little $400,000 signing bonus basically for the rest of this year where he doesn't have to play for the Detroit Pistons. Hopefully he gets as healthy as possible. This is one of these guys that could benefit from – a bunch of months off of the feet, you can imagine, because I'm sure throughout his first 3 years, he's been trying to get back as quickly as possible, you know, because he's got to feel like he's got to prove something. He's got to earn the money that you receive from that first round contract. I would imagine that's been part of the narrative is maybe coming back a little bit too quickly. Would that be accurate? I mean, I know we don't have access to the medicals, but I'm sure that could be part of it.
Sure. And I mean, I know with a guy that size, like bigs, you just always worry about them breaking down. But he was not your typical, like, sort of plodding big. He was a guy who was light on his feet and, you know, could run the floor and could step out to the high post. So, like, I guess maybe in the back of my mind, I thought, like, oh, he's immune to injury problems. Obviously, that has not been the case. But yeah, I think there's got to be a hunger there to prove that he is capable of what people thought he was capable of and to sort of, you know, overcome the injuries that have slowed him to this point.
Yeah, and very interesting that Troy Weaver's very first move as the general manager of the Detroit Pistons is to bring in Justin Patton, a guy who he was around a little bit. So we'll see how it goes, and we'll hold Michael Stacey accountable for Justin Patton's career as a Piston going forward. Boys, let me interrupt one more time and tell you about RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They got everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet for your ride. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and the prices that you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so you know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need. rockauto.com. But Michael, I want to put you on the spot here real quick for the last question. And I know that you are a big basketball fan, maybe a little bit more on the college scene. But just as an outsider's perspective on these Detroit Pistons, one of the more boring, bland teams right now, what and I know that you don't spend, I don't know, maybe somewhere between 1 to 4 hours a day thinking about the Pistons, somewhere between there, I'm guessing. But when you do think about the Pistons as a basketball fan who lives in Missouri, who grew up in Kansas City, who's been around the Midwest most of your life, but certainly not in Michigan, what do you think about these Pistons right now? Is this like the worst situation of any team? Is it so boring because it doesn't even cross your mind? Or from an outsider's perspective, what do you think about Detroit right now?
I mean, I don't want to offend the audience here.
Please
but I
do.
Think,
we can't. I mean, we are beyond possibly being offended at this point.
When you're part of the Delete Eight, as I believe they're being called, yeah. that's not great. But, the silver lining there, maybe you're not a team that's, 22nd best in the league being forced to go to Orlando and, risk your guys. So it's just like a hard restart and – Blake Griffin is getting up there in years, but he's always been an electric player when healthy. Obviously any team that has two Creighton Blue Jays, I'm going to be biased in favor of. And I think if you make enough bets on some of these young guys that are, low cost and high upside, that if a couple of them pay off, then maybe you got some hope there. The one thing I would advocate for is that they bring back the teal jerseys. I don't know if they've broken those out, but that is one thing that as a, not a diehard Pistons fan, but someone who's familiar with their history that I would love to see.
It's a big topic around here. And I think not next year, but probably the year after that, you'll see them as throwbacks back. They haven't announced that, but there's been enough Pistons Twitter people going for that I'll buy you one. I'm going to send you maybe a Sekou, maybe even a Justin Patton jersey.
I was going to request someone of the era. So I was going to say a Jerome Williams, maybe.
Aaron McKee. Yeah.
Yeah. I got the Grant Hill, obviously. Yeah,
so you're good there.
Need to diversify the portfolio.
And as we obviously the biggest topic here in Pistons Nation right now is the draft coming up. And I know maybe you're probably not studying it too much, but LaMelo Ball, yay or nay? Pistons get top three pick. LaMelo Ball sitting there at 1, 2, or 3. Should the Pistons draft LaMelo Ball?
I guess it depends on the Detroit fans' appetite for a guy just chucking from 35, 40 feet. Because, that is what you're going to get, right? Mm-hmm. The other question is Detroit a big baller city? Because that is absolutely what you're going to get. So I think Detroit, I would defer to the expert on this, LaVar Ball. But sure. I think Detroit's ready to be a big baller. And I don't know. If your team is not going to be competing necessarily just yet, at least you could have entertaining sort of side stories going on.
I hear you. I hear you. I don't agree, but I hear you.
Okay. So you don't want the LaVar Ball show to come to
you, right? I think it's empty calories and I get it. It'll get you on TNT a few times, but yeah, it's not for me. I've been spending a lot of this pandemic watching Fox Sports Detroit's been showing all the Bad Boys games, of course the Jordan doc and everything that comes along with all the old stuff we've been watching. And it's gotten me to retreat back in my mind to Bad Boys era and saying that you have to be Rick Mahorn to come play on this team. And I don't think LaMelo Ball is quite Rick Mahorn. So
sure. Do you think if they would have just shaken the hands of the Bulls at the end of that series?
let's do 10 minutes on whether they should have shaken the hands of the Bulls. I mean, that's maybe a little bit overblown in history. I don't know. Should they be like, should we get a firing squad on the Bad Boys or like, was John Wilkes Booth worse or what kind of level of punishment should we give the Bad Boys for not shaking their hands?
I mean, it's a good question. And I would say the Last Dance achieved two things. One, to remind a younger generation of how great Michael Jordan was. And sure. I know that for Pistons fans, that's maybe not a welcome thing.
Well,
but
the younger Pistons fans weren't around.
Yeah.
So yeah, sure.
But the second objective that I think it achieved was to just like eviscerate Isaiah Thomas and just say like, this is why he didn't make the dream team. Like, remember when he didn't shake the hands? And it just seemed to be piling on Isaiah. So I am curious how that sat with Pistons fans.
Yeah, it was just that was like the first version of that. And then it kind of became like comical after that when he did the guy who he made up the quote at the end of the game, the poor Washington Bullets player back then. And then it just went from God. Gary Payton got caught in some crossfire for some reason. He must have been sitting at home like, what just happened? Why did I catch a crossfire there? So, yeah, it just turned into like 10 different weird slights, which I think at the end of the five nights, you were probably like, well, if I cared to go back and think about Isaiah Thomas, I would probably say maybe this was also ridiculous, like these other ridiculous slights were, but I don't know.
Yeah, let's be honest. There was no doctored pizza. MJ was just hungover.
Sure.
Like, I think that's the new truth of theory that I'm leaning into, is that, like, it wasn't food poisoning. Come on.
Well, I appreciate you keeping your most truthered theory as PG as possible here.
Yeah.
But Michael Stacey, we'll talk to you next time the Pistons pick up a player from the Blue Jays. Hopefully that's sooner rather than later.
Don't sleep on Tyshawn Alexander. Also, just a fun note for the fans before we part here is that I'm sure they've discovered this, but Justin Patton's GIF game is strong. There is a collection of delightfully bizarre GIFs from his days at Creighton that you should all celebrate now that he is with the Pistons.
Well, I'll tell you what, Anthony Tolliver was a very beloved Piston here in Detroit, and Khyri Thomas is a guy that when he's healthy, which is, you know, he had the foot thing this year, but generally speaking, he's been a guy who hasn't really gotten that chance, and hopefully they bring him back for another year and he gets that chance next year. I'm in his corner. I'd like to see him get a real chance before, you know, you shouldn't give up on guys that are under rookie contracts if you have that choice before you know that maybe they can't cut it. So hopefully it works out and Justin Patton and Khyri Thomas can rekindle some of the Greg McDermott magic from Creighton Blue Jays days.
Look at that. Nailed it.
Party like it's 2017 or 18 or whatever it was, the one year they played together. So
greatest year in Blue Jay history.
Very exciting. Thanks, Michael Stacey, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Thanks again to my buddy Michael Stacey for coming on. Really appreciate you guys indulging on me catching up with one of my good friends and talking about Justin Patton and the Creighton Blue Jays. Really appreciate him taking the time to join us. But that wraps it up this edition of the Locked On Pistons podcast. This is your host, Matt Shook. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Rejecting the Screen. Have a great holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you guys on Monday.